Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. If this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women radio show, thank you so very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be with me tonight. And if you're a long-time listener, I thank you as well. I cannot express to you how important it is for me to know that you continue to enjoy the program. Thank you for your emails, your responses here on Blog Talk Radio, for asking questions, for getting my thinking cap going sometimes, for calling in when you can, and for listening in the archives. I really, really appreciate each and every one of you. For the first time listeners, Issues Concerning Women is an organization that I started in 2007 to empower, encourage, and to inspire. If I had to sum it all up in a few seconds, it would be that Issues Concerning Women is an organization that provides information and helps women right where they are today. We give you knowledge to live your best life. We want each and every one of you to be successful in all your endeavors, and with Issues Concerning Women, we are here to help you do that. Now, men, if you're listening, it does not mean that we don't support you as well, because if you have a strong woman in your life, then you know that she has been listening and learning and researching and doing all the things that she needs to do to be a powerful woman. So we encourage the men to continue to listen to the show. I get responses from them sometimes on some of the topics that we have, and I really do appreciate it. It takes a whole village to run a family, to run a business, to help in organization and community work, so we applaud you all. And there's some awesome men that have been a part of my team for many, many years, and I just want to say thank you to those men as well. I want to give a shout-out tonight to my husband, Aaron Humphrey. He is a great supporter of me and all that I do. He is the backbone, and he is the head of my family. He is the one that I go to for guidance. And, of course, we put God first and then my husband. But we do talk about everything. We talk about the radio show. So tonight I'm going to dedicate the show to all the women that have come before me, the shoulders that we have stood on, and we're going to do a special tribute to our sister, Maya Angelou. We know that she has gone on, and we will surely, surely miss her. Tonight, the show is, of course, dedicated to women, but, you know, when I do research and I find different things that I want to talk about, sometimes I have to go back to some of the things that I've done previously. And so that's what I'm going to do tonight, because I thought this was really fitting the end of the month, and also to pay tribute to those women. Women have been a part of our life from the beginning, because you know without a woman, none of us would be here. But tonight in the tribute, when I was researching, I actually went back to a book that I had used before to talk a little bit about women and some of the history that we bring to the forefront. And one of the passages in this book, and the book is called What Every American Should Know About Women's History, and it's by Christine A. Lonergan, and I don't want to pronounce her name wrong, but she wrote this in 1994. So she did a lot of research before she put this book together. And part of the passage, I'm going to read that to you, and then I'm going to go into the tribute telling you more about Maya Angelou. If you ask a group of people to make a list of 10 Americans who have contributed in one way or another to our history, the list would probably very remarkable be different from person to person. But no one would have difficulty coming up with 10 names. The list would likely contain the names of presidents, scientists, statesmen, inventors, explorers, athletes, writers, physicians, and every other possible category. And they would probably have one thing in common. It is almost certain that the vast majority, if not all, of the list would contain the names of famous. The same group of people were asked to name 10 women who have contributed to American history. They would have much more difficulty and would continue to fall back on those few women who did make it into the history books. Betsy Ross, Florence Nightingale, no, she was not an American. And for other reasons not entirely clear, Mary Todd Lincoln. While this may be a slight exaggeration, it is not far from the truth. And most people would probably have to really think about the question to come up with further examples. Since the first permanent European settlements in the New World in 1607, women have been prominently involved in all aspects of the growth and development of the nation. Without women, the colonies would have failed. The first published American author was a woman. Washington's army was supported thanks to money raised by women patriots. Women have fought in every single war in which America has been involved. The factory system and American institutions depended on the labor of women. Women fueled the abolition movement. They helped reform the cities, and they flew thousands of missions as pilots during World War II. The amazing thing is that they managed to accomplish so much with so many limitations to their own personal freedom. For most of the American history, women were not allowed to vote, nor were they allowed to participate in affairs outside of their home without the risk of public. Passages contain 200 events, beginning in 1607 and continuing through the 1990s, in which women were either the primary players or that affected the lives of women in a significant way. The difficulty in putting together such a passage lies in finding more than 200 events to include, but in determining which events can be excluded in order to bring the list down to the desired size. There will undoubtedly be many readers who can justifiably point to certain events or women not mentioned and wonder why. In an effort to try and be as broad as possible in including a fair representation of all areas of life to which women have been contributors, many episodes had to be left out. It is simply a further demonstration of the richness and fullness of women's participation and contribution to American life and culture. And this is Christine A. Lonergan, New York City, July 4th, 1994. Now, this woman put together a book of 200 events that involve women from 1607 to 1990s. Just imagine if we would put all of the women's history together, how big a book it would be. It would be astronomical. It would be one of those books that you look at and you just want to put on the shelf and not even open, because that's how much information it would be in. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I salute the women of America. I salute the women, the shoulders that we stand on, the women who have nourished us, who have prayed for us, who have showed us how to be women, who have raised us, who have fought for us, who have been in the trenches for us, who have nurtured us, who has guided us, who has led us. And tonight, I thank you all. So no matter what you have done in your life, and if you're a woman listening to this broadcast, I salute you. And also, if you're a woman who has more to do, then by all means, you have the power to do it. Let no one limit you. Let no one stop you. You know that with a little bit of determination that you can do whatever it is that you want to do. So, ladies, tonight, I salute you. The song that you were listening to when you first came on to the show tonight is called Day by Day. And I play that song on every broadcast, and I have been playing that song since I started the radio show. Some of you may be tired of listening to it, but I will continue to play it until God gives me another song to play. And the song is called Day by Day, because each and every day we get a new opportunity to do it right, to do something different, to be an ambassador for whatever cause that we are armed against, even if it's a cause of religion, even if it's a cause of equality, if it's a cause for injustice, whatever the call is that we have been ordained to do, we get another chance to do it each and every day. So I love the song that I play in the intro, and it's called Day by Day, and it is an instrumental. So if you ever get the opportunity to listen to the whole song, please do so. I don't play it here because you know that we can't play the full songs without the permission of the actual artist. So I hope that I do Najee proud when I play the song, and I hope that you enjoy it each and every week when you come on to the show. So tonight I'm going to read a little bit about Maya Angelou. And at the end of the show tonight, when I sign off, and if you have an opportunity to do so, because I know usually my show ends at 9 p.m., and if you're listening in the archives and if you have some time, I would really, really implore you to do some research about women's history. There is no way that I can do the 200 events here on my radio show. It would take me years and years and years, but from time to time I do pull this book out, and I do talk about some of the women that are in the book. And the reason why I do that is because we need to know our women's history. And I love the title of the book, What Every American Should Know About Women's History. And it doesn't matter if you are male or female. These are the things that you should know. So without further ado, I'm going to read you the research that I found about Maya Angelou. And again, I implore you to do the same thing after the show tonight, because it's very, very important that we continue to learn our history and that we know it so that we can pass it on to our next generations. 1993, Maya Angelou reads an original poem at President Clinton's inauguration. In January 1993, President Bill Clinton asked African-American poet and author Maya Angelou to participate in his inaugural ceremony by reading a poem that she had written especially for the occasion. When poet Maya Angelou stood in front of the Capitol building on the special staging built for the inaugural ceremony at which newly elected President Bill Clinton office, the words of her poem celebrating the occasion seemed to ring especially clear in the chill January air. Angelou's poem heralded what she hoped was a new day for America, a hopeful beginning of a new administration. If at first glance she seemed to be speaking of what a new president could do to bring the nation to full health, her words also held a deeper meaning. For while there were many problems facing the country, the fact that she, an African-American woman whose roots were sunk deep in both slavery and poverty, took such a prominent part of the inauguration ceremony did not go unnoticed and in itself seemed a message of hope for the future. Maya Angelou, one of the most celebrated African-American writers of the 20th century, spent part of her childhood in Stamps, Arkansas, small rural town where in the early 1930s, whites still harbored resentment that the slaves had been freed. The meanness of the people in Stamps never left Angelou. And when her grandmother took her to California when Angelou was 10, she vowed never to return there again. But for the strength of her grandmother, Angelou, who was raped when she was 7 years old, might never have emerged from her self-imposed 5-year silence following the trauma she sustained. Her grandmother insisted Angelou read the classics aloud to her. The only person to whom the child would speak. By the time she was in 8th grade, Angelou was at the head of her class. When Maya Angelou went to San Francisco to live with her mother, a professional gambler, she achieved an early goal. Angelou became the first African-American woman to work as a conductor on the San Francisco cable cars because she liked the uniforms. When she was 16, her son, Guy, was born. An unplanned pregnancy, Angelou nevertheless took her responsibility seriously and credits Guy with starting her on the intellectual quest that has lasted a lifetime. She taught Guy to read when he was 4, and then, in order to answer his questions, she began frequenting the library wherever she lived so that she could provide him with a proper answer. Angelou's life, never an easy one in those days, took many strange and sometimes perilous turns in order to support Guy. She worked as a waitress, a cook, and a madam for a short period of time, and she began to use drugs. Recognizing the dangers inherent in them, she quickly stopped. Sometime after the end of World War II, Angelou decided to study dance with Pearl Primus, and for a time, she was a professional dancer, appearing in several New York theaters. She was also involved then in the emerging civil rights movement. Most importantly, she began writing poetry and short stories. In 1961, Angelou and her son went to visit Africa, and for a time they lived in Cairo and then in Ghana. In Ghana, Angelou taught at the university and continued writing. When she returned to the United States, a chance meeting with writer-cartoonist Jules Feiver ended with Angelou writing what was to be the first volume of her multi-volume autobiography, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. Since that time, Angelou's reputation and talent have grown together. Angelou finally came full circle, returning to the South when Wake Forest University offered her a lifetime appointment as the Reynolds Professor of American Studies, where she continued to teach today. Angelou and her remarkable journey also continue to inspire hundreds of thousands of people with her poetry and her wisdom, not only African Americans, but anyone who has overcome adversity or who can appreciate the strength and courage that such a journey takes. Maya Angelou, we salute you. You will be truly missed. So tonight, with dedicating the show to women, I thought it only fitting that I salute Maya Angelou. She is a great woman of great wisdom. She encouraged so many. And I once was asked the question, if I could meet anyone and sit down and have dialogue with them, living or dead, who would it be? And I chose Maya Angelou. I regret to say that I never met her in person, but I do feel, as many of you feel tonight, that I did know her. I grew up reading her poetry, reading her books, watching her wherever she went, following her, and like I was starstruck whenever anybody said she was coming to town, and really, really wanted to be just in her presence. But I think God for the opportunity to get to read her works, and they will never, ever pass away. They will be with us forever. So tonight, with ending Issues Concerning Women, I am a little misty because, of course, we've lost a great, phenomenal woman, but also because we are missing so much of our history. We have so many talented women here in America and abroad as well, so many stories that are still needing to be told, so many stories that have been told, but no one shares them with the next generation. So again, I ask you, when you finish listening to the broadcast tonight, do some research about women. Do some research about your own family. Know your family history. Know where you come from. And it is so very important that we do that so that we share it with the next generation. Some of the most important women in my life have gone on, like my grandmother, but she told me as much as she could while she was here. My husband's mother is 100 years old, and so many of the stories that she knows will never get told if her family don't take the time to share them with others, to know that she had history just in her being here on this earth for 100 years. So if you have the opportunity to do some research, learn more about your family, please do that. It is very important that we do the research and that we know where our families come from, where we originated from, how our stories began, because we never know how they will end. So thank you so very much for listening to me tonight, letting me walk down memory lane just a little bit with Maya Angelou, and so that we will always, always know where we come from, what our history is about, and what we have to do to keep it alive. We know that when much is given, much is required. Maya Angelou did not have an easy life, but she managed to rise above it all because she knew that when she bore her son into this world, that her whole life had changed. Isn't that just amazing that she felt the need to be a better person because of the life that she had brought here on earth? And shouldn't more of us do that? I know that I try to. I may not get it right all the time. I may not dot every I and cross every T. But, you know, I do try to be a woman of my word. I try to make an impact in the community. I try to give what is given to me, because God doesn't give it to me just for me to keep it for myself. Whatever he gives to me is for me for that time that I need it, and then it's for me to pass on. And that's one of the things that I loved about Maya Angelou. That's what she did and everything that she wrote about. And she wrote about it so passionately. The words, you could feel them jumping off the page if you were reading. Or if you were listening to her voice, you could feel the passion in her voice. You could feel how deep down and how deeply rooted that her past was that made her such a strong woman. And there are many other women out there, so I'm not excluding anyone. But tonight I did want to pay tribute to her. And some of you may remember that I did this earlier in one of my other broadcasts. So I may have to go back into the archives and find out when I actually did it. But it's always important to continue to uplift where we can, to inspire and to empower. And words can empower. Words can help you to find your way through your deepest trials and tribulations. I encourage all women when I have my meetings and workshops to get a journal, to write about your experiences, to write about what's happening in your life, because once you put the words on paper, they begin to come to life and you really begin to see who you really are. And your journal can be personal only for you. No one else has to see it. When I mentor, I do tell the young men and the young women to write things down and make it plain, because if you're the only one that's reading it, nobody's going to see it. You don't have to know any big words or be able to articulate different passages, but you just need to be truthful with yourself, because you can't fool anyone all the time. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can never fool yourself. You are who you are. And if you need to make a change in your life, that's okay. Take this opportunity to do that. And as you're researching, I think something's going to happen. You're going to open some doors that you didn't even realize that you needed to go through. And when the doors open, be ready to step in, because they won't stay open long. You've been to those supermarkets where the doors come open. If you don't walk into it, it closes, just like the elevator door. You have to be ready to step into your place. So do some research. Find out more about your history. Find out about your family's history, where you come from, how it affects your family life now. And you will be amazed at the things that you find. When I was doing my family research, we found out so much about our family, and it's quite important to me. It makes sense to me now that we know the beginning, and still searching now to find out more and more about my family's history. So I encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, to do that if you're listening to my show. Know your history. Know where you come from. Know where you're going. Set some goals. Get a journal. That's free advice that I'm giving out tonight. But I love what I do, and I'm glad that you were able to tune in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio broadcast. I will be back next Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I hope that you'll be able to join me. Please tell somebody about the broadcast. You can call in at any time when we're on the air live at 1-347-826-7543. If you would like to contact me after the show, my telephone number is 757-567-6734. Continue to contact me on my website, which is issuesconcerningwomen.com, just like it sounds, issues with the S, concerningwomen.com. Continue to send me emails at icwdirector@gmail.com, and that's I as in ice, C as in cream, W as in women, director@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. I thank you again so very much. It means the world to me that I'm able to come and share my broadcast every week with you. I'm so excited about the day. And we live each day, day by day. I'm not rushing anything. I'm just excited about life itself. Take care. Have a wonderful rest of the week. I will see you next week, and I will be looking forward to spending more time with you. It has been a pleasure to be with you on Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show.